your moderator. I'm Siri Tuttle from Alaska. Let's go Alaska. Our first paper is going to be developing a model for an experiential grammar teaching resource for, no, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
For Huck Mellum Primary Immersion Teachers, Sarah Cowell, University of Victoria, and Pearl Harris, Stumenis First Nation.
We are sunset. We are sunset. Nicht anaste. Tcm atana quail, tihum with a thump, shatana quail, e to mug squail, stop and say. Tee we a sunset. Tee we a sunset.
Welcome. I was introduced as Pearl Harris. Anthakot Komat eats Stumenis. Stumenis is in Ladysmith. Ladysmith is where I come from. Stumenis is where we did our project, Sarah and I, did our project in Stumenis First Nation at the Tihanitan Lelum Primary School. And we have many programs within all our schools in Stumenis. We have a daycare, we teach Halkomitnam, is the language. And then we have our primary that goes from grade junior K up to grade 3. And then we move into our community school, grade 4 to grade 12. And we have adult programs. And we teach Halkomitnam throughout all the grades. But because of the way we're teaching, I've been teaching for 30 years, and our children are not learning to speak. They're learning words. They're not speaking. I have children, students who started in daycare learning Halkomitnam. They're now in grade 12. They're not speaking fluently. They understand. They do. We have a longhouse winter ceremony. Some of our children sit there and listen, and they understand, and they translate to their parents, but they're not speaking. So Sarah and I talked with some of the teachers in our primary school, and the one junior K said, I would like to do an immersion. I would like to more grammar. So this is how Sarah and I came up with our paper. And my part of the project together was, my part was to develop 6 lessons in how we're going to move our children in junior kindergarten, which are ages 3 to 4.5. How are we going to move them into an immersion program? And someone said to me, well, Pearl, what is it that we need? What is it that's stopping us? I said, we don't have the teachers. We don't have the language speakers. So So this is where we start thinking of, well, we're going to develop lessons that are going to move our children in more of an area of speaking and teaching our methodologies of teaching to get our children more involved, have them start saying phrases and answering us and asking them questions. And so this is what I developed in my 6 lessons. And Sarah took it from there and did the grammar. So we are probably one of the first to work together in one project for this cohort that we, with the language revitalization with UVic, we got our master's. We just finished, Sarah and I and Jackie in the back. Mm-hmm. So we finished our master's in language revitalization, and this was our project. So grammar was the largest request from our teachers. They want more grammar. They want to understand what we're saying and how could we move it. So this is what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I come to working with Hulkamitnam as a linguist and having worked with fluent elders in the past, going back 10 or 12 years. And when the teachers in Stamenis requested grammar workshops, Pearl and I hooked up through the master's program. So my side of the project was to ask what grammatical structures would enhance the content learning in the first 6 lessons that Pearl developed for the junior kindergarten immersion program, and try and develop some ways to present that grammatical knowledge to 3- and 4-year-olds, where obviously you're not going to sit them in a chair and write it all up on the board. So we're going to plunge straight into one of these with an example, with a song suitable for the 3- and 4-year-old audience, and then I will talk a little bit about the grammatical pattern that we find in this song. So it's like a roll-calling song done at the beginning of every class. The Hulkamitnam teacher comes in and sings to each of the students, and then the class responds. So if I begin over here, Nianthathasiri, Nianthathasiri,
A-T-E, A-T-E,
Niansathakim, Niansathakim,
A-A-T-E, A-A-T-E,
Niansathamari, Niansathamari,
A-A-T-E, A-A-T-E,
Niansathayan, Niansathayan,
A-A-T-E, A-A-T-E.
Did you hear any difference between when I was singing to the girls or to the fellow? Just a little subtle difference in the word that comes before the name. And then if we are going to include singing about the kids that are absent today, we would say, Nianza for Charlotte, Nianza for Charlotte.
Ah, what to eat, ah, what to eat.
Nianza qua jam, Nianza qua jam.
Ah, what to eat, ah, what to eat.
So the song is a way to present the articles or the determiners that come before personal names in Hulkamitnam. So here's what you can show on the board for the grown-up audience. We see that this article, this little word that more or less lines up with the English word the, varies in 4 different ways in Island Hulkamitnam. If we're talking about a boy or a man who's present, it's the. For a woman or a girl, it's the, so you heard. The Kim and Tayan. And then if the person is not present, it's Kwa or Kwatha for men and boys, and Tla for women and girls. And then you can also use that article with any plain noun. So here we've got it with the word Sitla, grandparent. So Ta Sitla is grandfather if he's here in the room with us. Ta Sitla, grandmother. And then if we're talking about grandparents who aren't present here in the room with us, Kwasitla, grandfather, and Klasitla, grandmother. So we developed several activities to present that concept to the junior kindergarten audience, the Nansa song being one. And then we have a memory card game with nouns that we'll demonstrate for you here. We would really do it on a dark surface so you can't see through the cards, but for present purposes. So we've got our 4 common words. Kalten, Snuck?
Snuck?
Snuck what?
Snuck what?
Clay.
Clay.
So I will give the commands to Pearl using TPR, Total Physical Response, which is something that the teachers at Stamina are already very familiar with, and she'll be the junior kindergarten student responding. It was to Halton. It was to Snuffwash. It was to Pfei. It was to Smoke. Quonet to Snuffwash. Quonet to Halton. For Alan's to Halton. Quonet to Smoke. Sallow to Smoke.
You can't see it, right?
It's on a black background.
Now we really can.
Sallow to Plate. Down, we scramble them around a little. So we've reviewed the common action verbs with that activity and reviewed the four target noun words. Now we've got them upside down and we'll make it into a question. Nianza Pasmo. Aye, salut. Salut. Ha ah, add to smok. Aye.
Flapsum.
Nianza qua clay. Solo to clay. Ah, at to clay. Nianza qua snuffwash. Solo to snuffwash. Eat Nianza qua halton. The eat, at to halton. No, I. So again, that's an activity that gives the opportunity to model the pattern when you can see the thing, when it's not visible, and then we went on to develop some hide-and-seek games that also give more opportunities to model that pattern. When the object is hidden, you use kwa. When it's found, you use ta. And then we extended that, having the children themselves hide, Nianza qua Trevor, Nianza qua Triana, and then when they're found, to Trevor, to Triana.
And what one other
quick summary?
Way Sarah did it with the children. We had some children who just popped in, come in to see what we were doing because they're curious about language. And Sarah had them close their eyes and open their eyes. Like she would say where it is, and they would close their eyes and, you know, just say they couldn't see them or they don't know, you know, because they're pretending they can't see that person. And it's just triggering with the grammar. Did they understand that she's saying you can't see John? So they close their eyes and say they didn't know, you know. So just checking and assessing, are they understanding? It was a lot of fun watching those little ones and knowing they did understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah had cards like this, and she had them all down, and we were flipping them over and checking out it. So we couldn't see through it. We had to keep looking for it. So
then
and
you
children
could play
loved
a
that.
Whole memory game with that. Yeah, and it was very popular with Triana, who's not quite junior kindergarten. She's a little bit older, but she was just getting it in no time. So, and the junior kindergarten teachers felt that this kind of activity, if you build it up slowly, would work to present these concepts to
and
the little ones.
Just reminder, it's grammar. We're talking about the words that you can see it and you can't see it. So the children have to understand that part.
Have you done this with the junior case since you presented, since you finished?
Not ourselves. Has Amanda done any of it?
Amanda has done some of the junior case.
Okay,
yeah.
And
yes.
How does she find it? Like, I think they can follow and they can play, but in terms of, like, comprehending, do you think they get it right away? Like, are they kind of are they instructing each other yet? Not quite, they're not quite old enough, maybe.
It's like TPR, you follow that lead of the others, where it's just like we all learn from each other, and the young children are always learning and sopping up from each other, so that's basically what it is. We have 5 minutes.
So I'll just give a very quick tour of how I structured the sample lessons on paper, and we have probably almost enough for everybody to have a copy to look at. This was as a resource for the teachers, this example that's coming around. So it started out with a grammar summary, like the charts that I showed you earlier, outlining the grammatical pattern. Then lots of examples using the different articles with nouns that are familiar in the classroom or family members that little ones would be familiar with. Then the activities that we've shown for modeling the pattern to the primary students, and then hopefully, as Jacqueline says, to encourage them to make those connections themselves and begin to speak using these articles as well and lead each other in the activities. And then I finished with some references pointing to different Hulkamitnam resources designed for adults so that teachers can go and find out more. And I also added some extra features that you'll see in your handouts, like useful phrases for just the back and forth of playing memory card games that we see here, and some word history information, because a lot of that was a big subject that came up when we were working with our research team of teachers and elders. And then an alphabet comparison card, because the Hulkamitnam alphabet hasn't totally become standardized yet. There's a lot of different variations that it's been written in over the last 40 years or so. Okay, and back to you, Kwant Kwamat, for a surprising side effect of our project.
So, just the close, I don't want to go on too much about this part of the trauma of our people, the elders becoming comfortable with speaking language again. And it's because of residential school. And we have Cooper Island here is the one that affected Stanninas the most. This is where many of our elders went. And it wasn't a choice, as you know. So the colonization is part of our healing, getting our elders to participate, come and work with us. I have a lot of books in Hulkamitnam, dictionaries, words recorded, but getting the elders to actually come in and work with us in a classroom is not easy. And I speak of elders in my 30 years of working, whereas now I'm 60, I'm one of those elders. So Cooper Island was where many of my family went, and my sister Rita worked with us in language. And she was in Port Alberni Residential School, but she, by the time I graduated in December, she stood up and spoke Hulkamitnam, and she stood up and thanked the people for being there. And she would never have done that 10 years ago. So it's been a healing time for all of us. So residential school on Vancouver Island for my family of Hulkamitnam speakers was traumatizing, and we're getting to a part now where we need to leave, heal, and hopefully get past that so we can revitalize our language.
And this project kind of helped make some connections for that,
yes.
For Rita and her husband.
And some other elders that took part. They opened up and were more anxious to speak and be with us. So I think that was a great, I would say, a progress for our people.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is a question, but for those so far from Penelope, have you tried bringing them to the big house? To the kitchen?
To do language?
Yeah.
We did that with late Willie Seymour, and it was successful.
Because
yeah.
in the kitchen or in the main room?
Well, we did a speaker series in the main room,
yeah.
And then in the kitchen we did language.
Yeah.
But again, it's back to losing our elders, and we've lost about five of them in the last year,
yeah.
2 years, that are fluent speakers.
And it was successful. Was easier there than
it was. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
Just getting them to come into the school.
It's tough getting them to come to our schools.
Well, I know we had that same experience up in residential schools. The survivors wouldn't come in.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come in for half an hour, and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Time's up for the paper, but we've got 10 minutes for questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Any
questions?
Or more questions?
With your people, how well preserved and how well known, and to what extent is published your literature, your mythology, your traditions? Was much lost, or is it still a very rich world of stories that you have?
It is, I would say, orally, it's rich. Our language and our
yes.
stories,
yes.
But not a lot of our stories are written.
No.
And we have a few books that are written, but not a lot that are written from Stamina's elders. But we do have legends and stories that go with the petroglyphs in our community and the bath holes. And
do you have them at least recorded?
Yes. Yes.
So they're audio recorded, but not published.
Yes.
And with Hokomaitan more broadly, there's been more of a movement to start developing a literature in the last
mm-hmm.
little while. Some of the Couch and Hokomaitan folks have been doing a 100 Stories a Year project, trying to get stories, both the great long traditional ones and shorter personal stories published. So.
But I can guarantee you there's always a story if there's some lesson to learn. We always hear it. It seems to an elder will come forward and tell you a story that would go with the lesson to be learned, that something that happened, or it seems to be at that moment it comes forward.
So when the first students begin to speak, they will be able to they will have that classical
yes.
a bit accessible.
And we do have elders tell our children stories. They come
yes.
in and do story time, and we go to the elder center. Our children sing to them, and they will tell our children a story in Hokomaitan. But like I just said, we've lost five fluent speakers
yes.
that told stories. So it's getting to the point where us younger elders have to step up and start doing the same thing. So that's why we have a lot of I go to one of my cousins and then record her, and she says, I don't want this written, but I want you to tell it. So you can't make a book out of it, she says
mm-hmm.
to me. It's a teaching in it. She says you have to be able to use it to teach. It's not a book for making money and telling stories just to anyone. She says you need to have a purpose for using it.
I like your interactive approach to teaching, how you use songs and games and stuff like that. One suggestion about the song is that while you're revitalizing the language, you know that it's not just language, but it's really the whole, you know, all those aspects of cultures
mm-hmm.
Of culture that you're revitalizing along with it. And one important aspect of that too, I think, is music.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you make those songs and you put those words to a melody, right? Then it'd be nice if you could make an effort to also use, you know, traditional
yeah.
tunes or something
uh-huh.
like that, and
mm-hmm.
not put them to
mm-hmm.
English sort of like colonial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point, that we sort of fall into this habit of we're in school, we have
mm-hmm.
to sing Where is Thumbkin? And
yeah.
row, row, row your boat.
We have some songs that we don't sing out.
Mm-hmm.
We have songs that are more traditional, and we have the beats and the drums,
right.
and the children sing to it, and they beat the you know, they have a beat, certain beat, that means they have to go, and
yeah.
then they stop.
But there's also some songs that are fine to use that aren't like Big House or church related.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking there's that one song, the you know, the Kayatan song,
mm-hmm.
Imesh Kayat,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
like stuff like that. You can use tunes like that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that one. I
yeah.
taught that one, kindergarten
yeah.
to grade three.
Yeah.
So
and you can use tunes like that to also put other words to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then do your same sort of
tunes.
Games.
We have
yeah.
Lamet the Kwasan, and
oh, yeah.
we have Brush Your Teeth.
Yeah.
And it's all with drums that
yeah. Yeah,
the children cool. will get ready and they'll start dancing to the bathroom to brush their teeth.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, you need the children to do those. That's
yeah.
basically what they're for, is to get our children going. So.
Do you broaden the education and open up your classroom so the families can come in and bring the language home?
We have an open invitation to all parents to come and join us. But you know, our busy world now, they have jobs, they have to go work. There are certain new moms that come in with their children for daycare, and they'll spend daycare with us, and then by the time their children are in grade 2 or 3, those young moms are career gold and going to school and getting jobs. So, but we do have a group of moms that come in on a regular basis and work with us. Yeah. We have some gifts here we'd like to get to. Is there any more questions before we?
No, it's the time.
Okay. So, Sarah, who wants a gift? Who wants
well,
to come
know
up and
we
play
have
a game?
Some Salish relatives
have
here
to come
who
here to
can
play a game
make
to
educated
a
guesses with this game.
Yeah. Who wants to come try? We have the map, BC map. This is First Peoples has put out this map. We have our activity-based grammar booklet that Sarah made from our project. And we have the Pearl Harris story, which is in English, I'm sorry, but it's a story that I did that talks about residential school, my feelings, and it has my uncles in there, Manny and Elmer, canoe builders, and they were my medicine, they were my strength. So Jackie will play first, and you're going to go with Sarah there.
Okay.
And I'll go up and hold that up.
Yes, if you can be Vanna.
I don't think we need to be up here.
Okay.
Maybe the table.
Let's do this
for yes.
the table. Okay. First of all, we'll turn them over for, okay, Sarah.
Okay. So we'll just review. Snuffwash?
Snuffwash. Snuffwash.
Smoke.
Oh.
Halton. Clay. Okay, what does she have to do to win, Pearl? Just identify or find them upside down?
Let's just identify.
Okay. It was to Halton.
Oh,
Halton.
Well, you can choose one.
Oh. That's it.
All
right. I want the Pearl Harris story.
Anyone else?
Who else? Aiden? Lewis? Oh, okay.
So we have the maps, and we have the activity-based grammar lessons.
Oh, and we also have the mini cards to play this memory game yourself.
We have 4 of them here. Okay.
It was to smoke.
So you can choose.
I'll take a map.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Just come forward. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, we got lots.
We won't say no. You
1
can't
minute to go, guys. Keep
one
going.
More minute.
Okay. Who else is in? it was to play. Right.
Good.
Old man, we're good teachers. Someone else, quickly.
One more.
Okay. It was to Snuffles.
Snuffles.
Hi, Snuffles. Oh, two prizes for me.
Sorry, but our time is
that's good.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question.